This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, September the 11th. Wall Street had its first chance to react to President Obama's call for a global coalition to defeat Islamic State. Normally this sort of thing might have the capacity to spook financial markets. Not this time, though. Here's Carrie Lay at Decision Economics in New York.
I would think Wall Street's attitude about the president's new approach announced yesterday was positive for two things. One, it was treated by most commentators as a good, strong stand, and as you pointed out, it's an international approach led by the U.S., and that generally has been the best way the U.S. has approached these kinds of matters. And in addition, the opposition party, the Republicans, didn't make any particular criticisms, said the president was off to a good start and they just wanted to do more. So what generally bothers the market is if there's a perception that the president's made an international move that is either misguided or is going to lead to discord among the parties, and that's not the case from what they learned yesterday evening and thought about it today.
And how's the oil price doing? Obviously talking about the geopolitical risk in the Middle East as we are today and have been for some time, really. Well, what's this doing to the oil price?
The oil price has been a big story the last week or so of trading days, and the oil price has actually recovered, and they recovered basically on two factors which at best are only indirectly related to what the president said in the last 24 hours. It was first that a well-known international agency predicted a pickup in oil demand, and at the same time there was talk among OPEC about reducing supply, and if there's a reduced supply and increased demand, that's generally good for prices, and so oil prices reflected that. It's very hard for our listeners to understand that there are going to be days when oil prices go up, the stock market goes up like it did today, where while it wasn't up overall, it pared back its losses and pretty much ended unchanged. But then there are going to be other days where oil prices are going to be up and the market's going to be down because they're going to say that might be a threat to the expansion's future and it might hurt the economy. But today, higher oil prices were considered a plus since it was reflective of a belief that the economy was going to be stronger and that oil prices were going to help energy stocks. And it's easy to forget that the U.S. is still a huge producer of oil, and there's certain areas of our great country like Texas or Oklahoma that certainly benefit from higher oil prices.
Carrie Leahy, confirmation that October New York Light crude oil, that was up $1.38 at $93.05 a barrel. On the share markets, the Dow, the main index, that was down only just a tenth of a percent at 17,049. London's main share index, that was down half a percent at 6,799. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.